Music is the science or art of ordering tones or sounds in succession, in combination, and in temporal relationship to produce a composition having unity and continuity.
Vocal, instrumental, or mechanical sounds having rhythm, melody, or harmony, an agreeable sound.
We are the mysteries gone, and we make music. Buy our debut album 11 at themysteriesgone.bandcamp.com.
That's mysteries plural with an IES. Themysteriesgone.bandcamp.com.
Everybody, and welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard, and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning in to an Artist First music special. These shows air randomly, so if you want to find out who your favorite guest is, just go ahead and look through our list of music specials on artistfirst.com under the Band and Music Specials tab. So just go ahead and check that out and click through them and find some new music. Tonight's guest is a great singer from originally from Kansas City, but originally from Missouri, but and now lives in Oklahoma. So we're going to talk to Michael Sanders here in a little bit, but I want to remind you to follow Artist First on Twitter. You can find us under the Twitter handle at @artist_first. And as always, for more information and for free downloads for past shows, all our weekly shows, and all our band and music specials and author specials, just go to artistfirst.com and click the respective links. And now on to the show with our guest, Michael Sanders. Hey, Michael, you with us, man?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
I'm doing really well. I kind of botched your location there at the beginning. I was reading your bio and I read all the areas at once. But you're originally from Missouri, correct? And then you moved and now a resident of Oklahoma, right?
Well, I was originally from Missouri and I moved to Oklahoma for about 9 years. Then I moved back to Missouri.
Oh, okay. So
I'm currently in Kansas City.
Oh, right on. Well, how's Kansas City treating you now?
Oh, it's good. Doing real well up here. Been here for a number of years now, so it's treating me well.
Good to hear. So for people who don't know who Michael Sanders is, would you mind rewinding a little bit and telling us how you kind of got started doing your musical career and how you knew it was going to be a passion of yours and something that you were going to pursue?
Well, I got started when I was in Oklahoma, and I started writing when I was working at a boys' home. And wrote a few lyrics, and from then it just took off. I always wrote poetry when I was younger, and then later on it developed into music once I started using the gift that I had. And that's kind of how I got started, and I've been writing ever since.
So, Mike, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it's been about maybe 15 years or more.
Okay. Now, are you strictly a vocalist, or are you an instrumentalist as well?
Well, no instruments. I usually write the lyrics and go in the studio and have the melody laid out and have somebody put it together for me.
Well, that's cool. So growing up and at the beginning of your music career, who were some of the people that you looked up to as far as musicians, and who were you listening to as you were growing up that you feel kind of shaped your sound?
Well, I kind of listened to a group called The Winings, BB and CC Winings, different groups like that. And then when Kurt Franklin came along, he kind of had a style that I liked, that was energetic and that was straightforward with the music. And so those are people that I really kind of patterned myself, I want to kind of sound like, in other words.
Right. And so do you think that, you know, that kind of did shape your sound? You think that you are kind of, you could be compared to these people that you kind of grew up listening to and were influenced by?
Well, I don't think so. I think I really learned from them and how to really be creative, let's put it that way, to just kind of let loose and not to be limited.
Right.
And when I got the gift from God, I didn't want to be limited to a certain type or, you know, so I do spoken word. This project here is mostly spoken word. I do some rap and different things. So I write all different types of music. I'm not just limited. Whatever comes and however I put it together, that's what it'll be. Yeah, I don't try to transform it to a certain style. Just however it comes, that's what it is.
Most organic and most natural. I think that's the way to do it. So
yeah.
I think you're doing it right, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Do you mind if we go ahead and jump into a song here so people know
sure.
What we're talking about?
Sure.
All right, cool. So I believe this this first song here, is it Chillis? Child's Point of View?
A Child's Point of View.
Oh, Child's. Okay. We were missing a D on the paper here. All right, so Child's Point of View. This is one, and there's a part two coming up in just a minute. But so what can you tell us about Child's Point of View?
This project here was a special project that I did for when I worked at a rehab, a drug rehab. And so I seen the children that would come visit their fathers, their parents, their mothers, their fathers, and I also, you know, seen their faces and understood what they went through by what the parents did. And so this is just speaking from a child's point of view.
All right, cool. Well, let's go ahead and check it out. This song is called Child's Point of View, Part 1 by Michael Sanders off of his album Reflections, and you're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
A Child's Point of View. From my point of view, no one seems to care about the mess that I go through down here. You brought me in this world to treat me like this. If this was how you were gonna treat me, this was something I could've missed. You rocked me in your arms for a little while, then waved goodbye and all I seen was a smile. Off with your friends, there you went, as though they were the ones you said was heaven sent. Oh yes, you did put me to bed. Next time I seen you, your eyes were bloodshot red. Where's all the time that is supposed to be for you and me? Some parent, you, I hardly see. And when you're home, it seems like you have a bladder problem, because you're always in the bathroom. Then sooner or later, I would see smoke coming from the room. Then you would come out with this dazed look on your face, eyes in the back of your head, looking like you're from outer space. Then you would come out and talk for a while, saying things I shouldn't hear. This always seemed to be a frightening experience. You know, Mama, I did have fear, because I didn't know why you would go to the window and look all around, then picking up what seemed to be lint on the ground, looking like whatever you was doing, you needed more. Because you seemed to be real happy when you heard the knock at the door. You exchanged money with the guy who at the first of the month always came around. Then when I would ask for a quarter, you would say I'm broke and feel down. But I'm just a little child and I'm wondering what's going on. And in this family puzzle, where do I belong? The other day I heard you talking to someone on the phone, saying how you had been neglecting them for so long, and you needed treatment and you needed to get well, because life for them had been a living hell. When you were off the phone, I seen the tears in your eyes, and when you talked to me, you started to cry. You told me how for a short time you would go away, and with some relatives I would have to stay. A lot of things you told me I didn't understand. I know before you started staying in the bathroom, you had things in command. You know, I had a thought of you taking me to church again, a place in almost a year we haven't been. But it's been 2 months, and you're home. The expression on your face says you won't be dethroned. It seemed like a long time, and I don't know where you've been. But mother, please don't go back to doing drugs again.
That song you just heard was Child's Point of View 1 off of the album Reflections by Michael Sanders, and you heard it on the Artist First World Radio Network. And to find out more about Michael and what he's up to read his bio, to listen to his music, and to find out how to contact Michael, just go to michaelsandersmusic.com. And we have Michael on the phone with us. Hey, Michael, you still with us, man?
Yes, I am.
All right, cool. So tell us a little bit about, you said that you do a little bit of rapping on your album. And now, how could people, if nobody has ever heard this, how would you describe your rap style? And how would you compare it to today's modern rap? And are you a fan of today's modern rap?
Yes, I am. I'm a fan of today's modern rap. But mine would probably be old school rap. Probably old school. Because I'm probably old school, and I'm used to, as you could hear in even in spoken word, I'm used to hearing words, you know, so probably old school when, you know, who was it back in the day when they first came out, and it was a hip hip hop and everything, and where you know, heard every word, what was going on. And so that's probably, you know, emphasize the one of the guys at the job, he says, mine is probably compared to Kool Moe Dee or something like that, you know.
Right.
One of the old school rappers, yeah.
Well, that's cool. So when you're writing your music, and, you know, obviously it's very lyrically centered, where do you draw inspiration for your lyrics?
Probably from people, because I try and use it to help people, to inspire people, to move people, to change, or for them to hear a message that's clear and that reflects something in their life to move them to change. So just from daily living. And like I said, this one was special because I spent 8 years in the rehab, you know, working with drug and alcohol offenders, and as well as offenders, but drug and alcohol persons. And so I was very inspired by them wanting to change. And I wanted to try and give the people something that they could carry with them, because they had the big book and they have the Bible and they have those things hiding in their car, you know, or they're going along. You know, I wanted to give them something they could put in that CD player and be able to listen to something inspiring to keep them motivated and moving in the right direction.
And did you hand out your album to some of the attendees there? And did you ever get any feedback from these people?
Oh, yes. Actually, they allowed me to actually use it for music therapy, for I was writing it and all up until I finished. And so, yes, a lot of them had it. They received it. And then even one day we had the city had a thing out in the streets and everything. And I, you know, was around there, and I went home and that, and I handed out about 100 CDs to people, you know, just out in the street, you know, who were at the gathering there, you know. Mm-hmm. Where they had, like, I'm trying to think of the word that they had. But it was for the crimes and things of, you know, being done in the city and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And so, yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. Let's go ahead and get to part two of Child's Point of View. How is this a continuation of part one?
Well, this is actually a song where I actually do a talk part in the middle of it, and a musician did some singing on this for me. And it's kind of a song part of the spoken word. So after I wrote the spoken word, then I wrote a song kind of to follow up with the spoken word part.
All right, cool. Well, this song is called Child's Point of View 2 off the album Reflections by Michael Sanders, and you're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
Your child's point of view. Oh, can't you see? They are going through. Mama, this is your child's point of view. Sitting in a room, wondering if mom will be home soon. No food to eat, we're just getting by, because mom is high.
Mama,
this is your child's point of view. Oh, can't you see? They are going through. Mama, this is your child's point of view. Can't you see? They are going through. Knock at the door, it makes him sick. He just knows mom will be perfect. And you know it's time to leave it alone before your kids are grown and gone.
Mama,
this is your child's point of view. Oh, can't you see? They are going through.
Mama,
this is your child's point of view. Can't you see? They are going through.
I didn't know what was going on, but the desire for what you was doing became real strong. Then I would hear the kids whispering about you always leaving us alone. And if she really loved them, she would be at home. What happened between you and Dad, it's not my fault. Stop using that pipe, it's time to halt. What has been done already puts me against all odds. One thing is for sure, Mama, we do need God.
Mama, this is your child's point of view. Oh, can't you see? They are going through. This is your child's point of view. Can't you see? They are going through.
is your child's point of view. Oh, can't you see? They are going through.
That song you just heard was Child's Point of View 2 off the album Reflections by Michael Sanders, and you heard it on the Artist First World Radio Network. And if you want to find out more about Michael, listen to more of his music, contact him, or just visit his website. Go to michaelsandersmusic.com, and you can check it out there. Michael, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, cool. So tell us a little bit about your recording process and how it was like being in the studio.
Well, first of all, I didn't think that, you know, I had written a lot of music, a lot of contemporary gospel music, and I did not think that this would be the first CD or first full CD that I would release. I did not think that. I thought some of the other music that I had written and so on and so on. So that process was kind of different because a lot of people, you know, getting them to put just to write music with spoken word, you know, and them, you know, getting that mix just right and then going in and getting that recorded. So it was, I don't know, it took maybe about a year or so to get it all completed and get the lyrics written out because I was writing as I was working.
Okay.
Because I'm, you know, I'm still working there at that time, and so I was writing as I was working, and then I would come and do even some, you know, as a demo to the groups that I would do, because I did a lot of men's groups and had them to listen, and everybody really, you know, was attentive, and they took to the music because once again it reflected what they were going through and how they were feeling. And with me understanding that, you know, it has touched the heart and not just the mind. Because when you reach an addict's mind, they just learn more about their addiction. But when you touch their heart, then they're moved to change in their addiction. So so that process was kind of long, but it was one that once I got started, I knew I had to stay in the studio until I got it finished.
Okay.
Until this was complete, because I seen how it affected the listeners.
So the music on the album, is it? Did you have any live like studio musicians come in, or is this mostly computer programming?
I had a few live musicians, a couple of jazz musicians that played on several tracks. It's one on here where he plays the live flute on there, and then one the acoustic guitar, and then for the most part it was done by keyboard.
Okay, cool. And how did you know when you're doing a spoken word song, how do you know when the music's right? Because, you know, for rappers or musicians, they have something that, you know, is melodically connected or rhythmically connected to the music, whereas spoken word, you're just kind of on your own different thing as the music is behind it to add extra effect. How do you know when, like, the music is right for you for your spoken word songs?
Well, that is a good question because as I was doing it, let's put it this way, I knew when it wasn't right.
Okay.
Let's put it that way. I knew when it wasn't right. I was like, no, I don't like that. I need something else, or this, I'm in a rhythm of a jazz feel on this, or, you know, I need something different. And I would just, you know, get them to keep on messing around until I heard something that I liked. And then once I got it there, then they would agree, okay, yes, that does fit that. Yes, that's what goes with that. But it didn't know what it was, but I knew what it wasn't.
Right, okay. Well, I guess that's okay. Good, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Let's go ahead and jump into another song. Is that cool with you?
Okay. Yes. All right.
I believe we have The Chase lined up next. What do you want to tell us about that song before we go ahead and play it?
Now, The Chase is probably, that's probably the most let's put it this way. Like song or most reflected image song of the, it's about their behavior and what they did and who they hurt and, you know, and then the change that they needed, you know, whenever they came into treatment. So that's probably their most liked song.
All right, well, let's do it. The song is called The Chase off of the album Reflections by Michael Sanders, and you're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
Someone introduced me to this a short time ago. Ever since that hour, the chase was on. This chase was real strong. Had me running all around town. Never could sit down. Let me tell you a little about this chase and how part of my life was a waste. Not giving the chase any glory, just trying to tell this story. How does something so small cause me to lose it all? After working hard and gaining much, how is this such? Had a wife and a family. After the chase began, she said, this is the end. I said, I thought this was forever. She said, come back when you can say never. Maybe it was because the refrigerator I sold and her money I stole. Maybe because her jewelry was gone and I was the only one home. Maybe because there was no furniture to sit on. I'm telling you, this chase was real strong. Maybe because the TV wasn't there. She said, I looked in the basement and everywhere. I couldn't stop what I was doing. Didn't see the lives I was ruining. It was like a dog after a cat or a cat after a mouse. This chase was so bad, I tried to sell the house. The people at the pawn shop, they knew me by name. I would say, what can I get for this? He said, you still playing the chase game? What he said made me mad. But when I got the money, I was oh so glad. Down the street and around the corner, 20 minutes later, it was all over. I got my groove on, so I thought. It was only a little bit that I bought. Seldom thought about the family that I once had. I was on the chase and it had me oh so sad. Started hanging out in the streets and neighborhoods. In empty buildings at night I stood. How did I go from a house and a nice bed to no place to rest my head? Had a lot of money in the bank and it's all gone. I'm in the streets on my own. Still with this chase on my mind. Laying on this cold ground with chills up and down my spine. I thought about I'm a man with a degree, but even it can't help me. Did things I didn't think I would do, just for 20 minutes of pleasure or a hit or two. I could have used my money to buy bonds and stock, but the chase was this tiny rock. What a devastating time chasing something that blew my mind. Slowly running out of my life, not caring about my children or wife. Just in the frame of mind that most addicts are in, especially when you begin to binge. Staying up for 3 and 4 days, having addictive behavior and living those ways. Adjusted quick to a life of shame with only myself to blame. After hitting rock bottom, coming to a point of being honest. Stepping out of myself and looking back to see who I become after that time of being on the run, establish somebody I didn't want to be. I guess you can say that drug had the best of me. Diminished down to skin and bones. My soul said it's time to leave it alone. Persuaded within and maxed out, I'm gonna find some help without a doubt. Quickened with the thought that God is still there. He never left, he's always been here. Knowing that it was him that kept me from taking that dying puff every time I took a hit of that stuff. I guess I can say I'm at step one. I have no control, it has me. My life is not how it used to be. Going into treatment and no one knows, transformed in my mind which way I should go. Sitting in the class and getting all the help I need, because the rest of my life I will succeed. Get myself together first and get my family back. Gone are the days of addiction to crack. I understand I have to build character to stay where I'm at. After falling, I know I didn't have that. Feeling like I needed everything right now. I need to learn to wait. It'll work out somehow. Growing up for me was hard too, but it's a point that we all have to get through. My main problem was I left my first true love, and that was the Lord up above.
That song you just heard was The Chase by Michael Sanders off of his album Reflections. And if you want to find out more about Michael or listen to some of his other music, all you got to do is go to michaelsandersmusic.com and you can find out all that stuff there. Hey, Michael, was that I was listening to the lyrics of that song, and was that not necessarily a personal experience, but did you know someone who was in that situation and you felt the need to write about it? Was it one of your probably, I assume, working in a rehab facility? There's a lot of people who dealt with that kind of situation. But was this about one specific person that you kind of thought of, had in mind while writing that?
No, not necessarily one specific person, but all of them kind of had the same story. You know what I mean? And then you listen to people who would come to visit, you know, that, you know, they might have had a few minutes before they met their, you know, loved one, and they would say, you know, some of the stuff that they did and how they were hurt by, you know, them taking everything. And then, you know, when I would do the men's groups, you know, you would hear, you know, all the stuff that, you know, that they did and how they hurt people, and they sold these things, and they took friends' cars and kept them, and they, you know, did all these things to their family. So, like I said, in hearing that and letting them reflect, using that to let them reflect back on it when they heard it back to them, then it became real to them.
Right. Was it? Did you ever find it emotionally stressful? Or, you know, just tough in general, working with these people and just kind of seeing them kind of at one of the lower parts of their life. Was that tough for you, or did you kind of know that you had to serve as a backbone and always, you know, just kind of kept that mentality with yourself as well?
Yes, you kind of, you know that you have to serve, you know, as the backbone for them. Because when I would do men's groups, I may have 20 or 30 men in the group. You know, and everybody at that point, you know, are opening up. And so, you know, you have to be there to be able to help them to get through whatever it is at that vulnerable moment that they begin to open up and share, you know, about some of the things that they did.
Right.
And so with that, yeah, you have to stay strong, you know, and help them through the process.
Right. Well, do you want to go ahead and jump into the next song, The Dream?
Sure.
All right, cool. What's this one about, Michael?
The Dream is more based on an alcoholic. The Chase was based on a drug user. This one's based on an alcoholic.
All right, well, let's do it. The song is called The Dream off of the album Reflections by Michael Sanders, and you're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
Thing that I seen done. In the back of my mind, it seemed like I would become. Even from a little child, the drink was there. Whenever they would turn away their head, I would take a drink and hide somewhere. Thinking I was being the big man with that drink in my hand made me feel real bold. Anyone that made me mad after drinking, that's when they got told. Not knowing where this would lead. Not having the perception, nor could I perceive a world of unknown. Whenever I would drink, I became king on my own throne. When everyone from work would go to lunch, I went my own way to get my drink to function for the day. This went on for years and years, crying inside with many tears. Deception is its first name whenever you play the social drink game. I didn't even take a quiz before I popped a can on that fizz. Because I would have learned how it would mess up my liver and damage my brain. I'd lose self-control at times and have no life to claim. I would have seen how it affected my children and my wife. And how my drinking caused all kinds of strife. One day while driving home, in the car all alone, going down a street that was familiar to me. The only problem was I could barely see. Everything seemed to be dim. Steering was a problem. I hit the curb and bent my rim. I went down the street a little farther, and I never made it home, because the wall I hit, it happened to be stone. Now all messed up and broken bones, because of the alcohol that I couldn't leave alone. I was rushed to the hospital, lying in the ER. The police called my wife and said he just wrecked his car. Lying there in somewhat of a conscious mind, thinking about my children, I would spend no more time. Wondering how did this woman put up with this so long? I was weak and she was strong. An enabler she never wanted to be. Whenever I wanted to drink, couldn't nobody stop me. Looking at all the time I spent in the bar, I stopped my life when I could have went far. I guess it was destined to be this way, with that first drink on that hot June day. Nothing left to do or say. All I could do in my mind was pray. Lord, deliver me from the problems that I have. Save me from me. Take control of my life. Wake me up and allow me to see. Reveal the things that I couldn't see before, because I want my life to be so much more. The emotional pain and hurt I know I'm gonna go through, but I do understand that carrying me through life was you. Why do we always have to have something bad happen before we can see? We can wake up before there's a tragedy. As I lay there in a cold sweat, wondering what did this mean, I did get the lesson, even though this was a dream, a dream. This was a dream.
Dream is the name of that song off the album Reflections by Michael Sanders. MichaelSandersMusic.com to find out all his information and to find out, to watch videos, listen to his music, and to contact Michael, go to MichaelSandersMusic.com. Hey, Michael, do you play any shows or maybe play some coffee shops or something just to promote the album or anything? Or is it kind of just a handout at the Rehabilitation Center?
Right now it's just the handout right now. I haven't done any shows lately. I do have the one video that's on YouTube right now. And that's with the actually with the
Hey, Michael? You're cutting out.
Hello.
Nope. Okay, we can hear you. What'd you say about the video?
That's the video that I have right now on YouTube. It's called "I Want to Talk to You."
Uh huh.
And that's as far as I've done right now with the video. I want to talk to you. And that the total album is not only dealing with addicts and, but it's also dealing. You know, I have songs on that dealing with, say the. The guys on the streets that want to be the gangsters and carry the guns and kind of in a circle. Some want to do drugs. Some want to sell the drugs. Some want to sell and do the drugs. And so the whole album kind of speaks to them as well. So that one, the video that's on YouTube is "I Want to Talk to You." Is the name of the song.
Do you plan on making any more albums after Reflections?
Yes, I'm actually in the process of doing, I just finished, finished a track, so hopefully by next week I'm getting the first one recorded, probably next week. So I'm doing this one's more of a gospel type of album. I'll probably be doing some rapping and having some other people do some singing on this particular one. So yeah, I'm in the process.
That's cool. Hey, do you, we're getting close to the top of the hour, which means we got to wrap things up, but we're going to close the show with two songs, Your Mission is Impossible and I Want to Talk to You. But before we do that, would you mind just like plugging anything that you'd like to plug here? Maybe like your website again, or if you're on Twitter or Facebook or anything like that, or anything you'd like to plug, go ahead and do that.
Okay, yes. They can go to michaelsandersmusic.com and look at the video and hear some more music. And then if they want to purchase a download or a CD, they can go to cdbaby.com. Reflections is the name of the CD, where they can purchase downloads and the CD.
All right, cool. Michael, do you have any words of wisdom for people who are looking to be in the music industry or looking to get their feet wet with the music business?
Well, I would just say keep on keeping on. Don't let nothing stop you. If it's for you, it's going to be there, and just continue on. There's more outlooks and things for now for independent artists, you know, such as myself. And so even, you know, your radio program, you know, is a good outlet. So I thank you guys for having me on today.
Well, thank you.
As well. And so definitely they can keep on keeping on. And one other thing I want to share is that this album may not be for the person who's listening, but as we live in this country, we know there is somebody that we know that has a problem. And so with that, we can take some time. If we know them, they are friend, family, we can take some time and purchase them a CD and hand it to them and let them know how we feel, and we don't have to say a word once they listen to the CD. They'll know exactly what we're talking about.
All right on, Michael. Well, thank you very much for stopping by the station, and we appreciate having you on. We know you're a busy guy, and appreciate taking the time out of your day to hang out with us. So thank you again.
Sure, and thank you guys for having me on.
No problem. So what we're going to do is we're going to close up the show with two of your songs off of your album, Reflections. The first song being Your Mission is Impossible, and the other one is I Want to Talk to You. So, Michael, thanks again, and I wish you the best of luck on the rest of your music career.
And thank you again, Corey.
All right. Take it easy, Michael.
All right. Bye.
Your mission is impossible. Your mission is impossible. But if you choose to take this mission, your health will start to fail. You may spend some time in jail. Your brain cells will go, and they won't come back tomorrow. You will lose your mind. And taking care of yourself, you won't have time. This thing started about 1986, when somebody put together a new mix. Same was to get rid of some people and make some rich, once you get a good fix. They gave a little for you to try. Then there was no more free. They said, now you have to buy. You spent and you spent. After your first hit, there was no more trusting you with the money for the rent. They gave you some on credit until you lost your job. Then you had to hide out because of being hunted down by the mob. When you use alcohol and drugs, you valued your life very low. Between $2 and $20 you will be killed for if you can't pay what you owe. The mission was impossible, but they never told you, because their house payment from you, it had to come through. And that first time euphoria is gone for good. It's time to get off this mission, I wish you would. You look like a dog that's trying to catch its tail, just going in circles in your own living hell. Bent over and broke down, your mission is impossible, but you still walk the town. There you go from corner to corner and door to door, your mission is impossible. even though you find ways to get more. Because you're bound and pulled with an invisible chain. If you don't stop, they will put the toll tag on, and the family will identify the remains. Can't you see them crying at the funeral as they walk past, saying, I told them if they didn't stop, their life wouldn't last. The way you live not only affects you, there's people who care about you, and it affects them too. Your brain has been hijacked, and they didn't use a gun. All they said was, you wanna feel good and have fun? Fun, not at all. The destructive force behind this wants you to fall. You've used heroin, alcohol, meth, and crack, and that first time high you will never get back. When you used, it changed the chemicals in your brain. So the death sentence is what you chase and will claim. There's a way out when the light comes on. I mean bright and real strong. You didn't turn it on, and you can't put it out. This is that spiritual awakening without a doubt. Because God made you, and the void he can only fill. Stop using and abusing and just stand still. It's time to have an attitude of gratitude and thank him and live. Change your character and have something positive to give. There's a lot said, and some things are very clear. Your mission is impossible. This I do want you to hear. Have an attitude of gratitude and change your way. God will be there with you each and every day.
Remember when there was a fist fight? Nowadays it's gone out of sight. People lay around and wait at night, and with the nine is how they take a life. And when they shoot, it's all about the stuff. It makes it going to the store kind of rough. When it's all done, nothing's ever had. It just makes our communities sad.
I wanna talk to you, brother. I wanna talk to you.
Wanna kill because we don't agree? Don't you know you need some therapy? You didn't give life, so how you gonna take? Don't you know your life is at stake? Whatever you plant, that's what's gonna grow. I'm just telling you this so you will know. You plant corruption, that's what it will be. So when you call, don't cry, why me?
Don't cry, I wanna talk to you, brother to brother,
brother to brother.
I wanna talk to you.
Gangster life is something that you wanna do. No social security when the life is through with you. You're in the pen working for 10 cents on the hour. You thought that on the street you could make $1 million. A draft is going on, Uncle Sammy wants you. He seen you in your car driving down the avenue. He seen you when you was young, the old man gave you a start. He thought that from it in time that you would part. But you dug your feet deep down in the sand and thought that you'd become invincible from the man. McDonald's wasn't even an option for a job. You said, for me it's better that I steal and rob. You robbed the people with your drugs from their wealth. You took the parents from the children and destroyed their health. And then you say to yourself, I got it going on. Deep inside your soul, you know what you're doing is wrong.
I wanna talk to you, brother to brother.
Ooh.
I wanna talk to you.
Oh.
I wanna talk to you, brother to brother.
Since you
brother to brother.